The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I haven't said very much about Afghanistan today. As I've said over and over again, I have promised you that this program will never become... Well, Biden said this and it's wrong. Biden did that and it's wrong. I won't do that. But when there are things that you need to be aware of, yes, I will pass those things along to you. And we're learning more and more about the gross failure of the withdrawal plan. And now we are trusting the Taliban. We're being told that we have to trust the Taliban. One thing that came out late yesterday, you probably won't hear about it in the mainstream media. You might hear about it on Fox, but you're not going to hear it on CNN, NBC, ABC, any of those. You're not I'm going to hear those. Something shocking and very, very troubling. The transcript of the very last phone call that President Biden had with the president of Afghanistan. Now, the fact that they were not in communication as Kabul fell is amazing, shocking, disgusting. That the president of the United States was not in direct contact with the president of Afghanistan as his nation fell. That is shocking and inexcusable. But in his last phone conversation, we now have a transcript from that conversation. And you can pull it up on the internet. And it is absolutely clear that the major thing that President Biden was concerned about was perception, how people would look at what was happening. You'll notice a pattern. The southern border. President Biden absolutely forbade any of his staff to refer to it as a crisis. It was forbidden. They could not refer to the worst border crisis in American history as a crisis. They were instructed to call it a challenge. And so it was across the board. Press Secretary, Homeland Security, they were all, well, it's a challenge. But isn't it a crisis? Well, it's a challenge because it's all about semantics. It's all about... how will people perceive the president? Now, hey, Donald Trump had an ego the size of Texas. Joe Biden has an ego the size of Alaska. And yes, Alaska is bigger than Texas. So in the very last phone conversation between President Biden and the president of Afghanistan, this is not verbatim, but close. President Biden said to the president of Afghanistan, you know, a lot of people say this is looking bad. There's a lot of people saying that the Taliban is getting stronger and stronger, and things are beginning to look bad. And I want you, whether it's true or not, and that is verbatim, whether it is true or not, you must change the perspective. If you read between the lines, and I don't think this is exaggerating in any way, President Biden was telling the president of Afghanistan, you've got to lie to your people. Tell them it's not bad. Tell them that the Taliban is not going to overrun the country. Tell them that the Taliban is not coming. And again, President Biden said, whether it is true or not, you must change the perception. You must change the perception. He was encouraging the president of Afghanistan to deceive his people, the people of Afghanistan, to believe that it really wasn't as bad as they thought it was. I really believe that that is a window into the soul of Joe Biden. Willing to deceive for political purpose, willing to deceive to make him look better, to change the perception. And that's why when he addressed the American public yesterday, 2 hours later than he was supposed to, and again, that is a pattern, he was arrogant. He was angry. How dare anybody question me? Of course we did it right. And then he said it was a spectacular success. Well, the military operation that they were thrown into, the military had not planned for that evacuation. They didn't anticipate it. They really didn't. And the fact that our U.S. military could put together such an incredible evacuation in a very, very short period of time speaks volumes about the capabilities of our American military. It also speaks volumes about the character of our president. You know, I don't remember very well the Bay of Pigs with JFK. I was in high school. I was in high school when JFK was president, the whole Bay of Pigs. And I don't remember very much when it happened, but I remember studying it. And here is the major difference between a Democrat, John F. Kennedy, and a Democrat, Joe Biden. The Bay of Pigs was a fiasco. It was an absolute fiasco. JFK, in a very short period of time, went before the American people and took full responsibility. He said it was a mistake, it was handled poorly, the planning was poor, and it was all on him. He took full responsibility for the fiasco that has now become known as the Bay of Pigs. Contrast that with Joe Biden. The buck stops here, but I want you to know it's Trump's fault. The buck stops here, but I want you to know it's the fault of the president of Afghanistan. The buck stops here, but I want you to know the whole army, the whole military of Afghanistan is nothing but a bunch of cowards who ran away. He has deflected responsibility and blame on everyone but himself. And when he could see that the Taliban was going to take over the country, he wanted the president of Afghanistan to deceive the people so it would look better. that says volumes about the character of this president, and that is just incredibly sad. All right, we'll take the final break of the hour. The media, mainstream media, is all over the governor of Mississippi. Yeah, he said something that deeply offended them. Yeah, wait till you hear what he said.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I've got an interesting story about the governor of Mississippi, but I always try to defer to the phone calls. So before we get to that story, we're going to go to Mike in Columbus. Mike. You're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Mike.
The Biden administration, they like to parse words and use words that mean other that deflect the truth. One of them is with the Secretary of State. You know, they gave the Taliban lists of Americans and Afghans supposedly to get out of the country. Blinken said, no, we gave a manifest. Manifest is a list of people.
Yeah.
A manifest, same with the plane, same with, boats that come over from China with goods on them. They're manifest or lists of what's on the thing. They gave them a list, but they didn't want to call it a list, but it's still a list.
Well, you're correct. And the president instructed all of his people to decline to use the word crisis on the southern border.
Yep.
It was a challenge. It was not a crisis. They're playing a game of a very dangerous, deadly game of semantics.
Yeah, I can understand why he was angry, though, in the speech. If he was promised Fruit Loops before a speech, he got... Captain Crunch, I'd be upset too.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Bob. All right. Appreciate the call. Oh, my. All right. Tate Reeves, the governor of Mississippi, is in trouble with the mainstream media. Why? Well, let me read the quote to you. He's the governor of Mississippi. But he crossed over the border into Tennessee, to Memphis, Tennessee, for a fundraiser. And he gave a speech at this fundraiser over in Tennessee. And here is part of what he said, and this is what got him into trouble. Quote, I'm often asked by some of my friends on the other side of the aisle about COVID. Why does it seem like folks in Mississippi and maybe in the Mid-South are a little less scared, shall we say? Well, when you believe in eternal life, when you believe that living on this earth is but a blip on the screen, then you don't have to be so scared of things. Well, the media is going crazy because he made a reference to eternal life. Now, what the mainstream media is not reporting is that in the same speech, he also went on and said, God also tells us to take necessary precautions. And he has been a big advocate of the people of Mississippi getting vaccinations. So he is not anti-vax by any means, but he's a Christian. And he dared to say in public, If you believe in eternal life, you don't have to be scared. Let me read the quote again. When you believe in eternal life, when you believe that living on this earth is but a blip on the screen, then you don't have to be so scared of things. And several articles in the mainstream media are just ripping him to shreds. He's encouraging people not to get the vaccine, in spite of the fact that he has said exactly the opposite. You see, you can't talk about God, eternal life, salvation. You can't talk about Jesus if you're in the public spotlight. This is the world that we are living in. Unless you take a verse of Scripture completely, totally, absolutely out of context and use it for political purposes, then that's okay. Like President Biden did in his speech a couple of days ago, he ripped from the book of Isaiah, "Here am I, send me." And he quoted that, but he ripped it out of Scripture, took it completely and totally out of context in order to prove a political point. Hey, I've got less than a minute left. I usually do this on Friday, but I am just becoming more and more and more and more convinced of the importance of Bible-believing local churches. I say in the opening to my program every day, the things that happen in Washington, D.C. are not nearly as important as the things that happen in the pulpit and the pews of America. I want you to encourage your pastor. Listen, it is taking more and more and more courage to take a stand for truth. It is. It's becoming more and more difficult to take a stand for truth. If you've got a pastor who is telling the truth and preaching the unadulterated, uncompromising gospel, you encourage that pastor. And may I suggest, if you don't have a pastor that's doing that, maybe you need to find one. Yeah. The local church is God's instrument in the world today. Be a part of it. Have a great evening, folks, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.